what most of us do.
Yeah.
Ready to get started? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's call to order this May 13th, 2020 meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board.
June.
I said, you're right, I probably did June 10th, 2020. I am reading the minutes. Okay. So first item is motion to approve the minutes from the May 13th, 2020 board. Motion.
Since I wasn't here, I'll move to accept it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. I will sign it and give it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. So next is public comments. We have no public attendance. Am I calling in? So the agenda items. Discuss the recommendations for selecting an employee city liaison to the board due to the park superintendent Tim White retiring.
All right. So you have time.
Yeah. What's his official date?
November 20th.
Okay.
So let me call Mike in.
So we've got. Yeah. I mean, what input do we have on that? I mean, we don't get to select them, right?
You don't get to select them, but you can wait.
Provide input.
Mm-hmm. So we did have a discussion. I think there was two threads of our points of view last time. One was the deputy or assistant that has been very familiar with.
Hey, how's it going? Good. Hey. So I'm Mike, Director of Parks Recreation. Good to see you folks again.
Mike.
Can I say hello?
Thanks for joining.
Yeah, of course.
We just got started and covering a couple of the minutes. We just really come to an item that you may have input on.
Maybe, yeah. I don't want to steer the conversation, though. So I just want to say thank you for your suggestions ahead of time. It helps us make decisions. I just want to get an idea of what you're thinking big picture, and that way I have an idea about how I can best serve your board, period.
Okay.
That's my whole mission here. So Tim White's retiring.
We're just talking about it.
That's our next agenda.
Yeah, he's a big boss.
We may allow it.
Did you actually allow it? You can't allow that.
You know, he came to me and talked
about it. You've got a loophole somewhere.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't, you know, so. So it goes. But no, he's a saint.
Absolutely.
And he's a lot in the city. Irreplaceable, 100%. But this is a chance for us to coach and mentor the next person up.
Mm-hmm.
Curious for the next 10 years. My job is 10 years out, right?
Yeah.
My 10-year horizon, that's what I look for all the time. So, fours and take notes. Convey those notes back to me. I can stick around for 2 minutes, or I can be out there here. It's really up to you.
Love your participation. We're just having a dialogue about that role for the... Yeah. The board, any recommendations we had. I think the last meeting we had.
May I sit down?
Please. We had two points of view, I think, last time, as I recall. One was Tim's deputy or assistant that is so involved and so familiar with.
That's Bodie with the maintenance side.
He certainly has a lot of familiarity with what we do as a board.
He's a boots on the ground type of guy.
Yeah, very much so.
Yep.
And that was a great recommendation. The other that I saw was a recommendation that citywide, beyond just a parks and rec member, but a city employee who may be a veteran and have an interest and a connection to the board. I think both are good ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, other than the input we hadn't, as a board hadn't, we took no vote. We were just discussing as an item.
Now, does that matter if do they have to be within Parks and Rec?
Typically, that's traditional.
Okay,
but you know, we call it liaison. It's kind of an overuse of the word. Mm-hmm. Right, you know, we think about liaison. For instance, we have two council members who are liaisons to this board. The idea they would come to this meeting, and then do we have council members as well?
No,
I'm sorry, parks board. I apologize. Mm. They come to the parks board, then they go report back to council in that fashion. This is really an anonymous budsman or really a chaperone, you know, a tour guide to help you folks realize your goals. So in that sense, we have a bit more flexibility to your point about somebody who's not a park recreation potentially helping out. However, the only event will be our team
running
the show. I think we know how to do it. We have it down to a science. So that's my 2 cents at least.
True. I'll go off an opinion only. I like Bodie's familiar with it. He's worked hard to support it.
Mm-hmm.
He understands the mission. That which is so important, the two missions beyond, you know, from a physical standpoint, it's the Veterans Day ceremony and Memorial Day ceremony, which is our public outreach, everything that happens here is really about selecting, you know, approving the names to the board. So he's a great candidate, I think, and that's an opinion.
Good guy, no doubt about it. He goes above and beyond in everything he does. 100%. Yeah.
So I know this is probably not allowed to be asked, but I'll do it anyways. How old is Bobby? Do we know?
Bobby,
is he going to retire?
No.
He's not close.
He doesn't look close, but you never know.
No.
But, I mean, we need to, if he were to be selected, we need to have someone else that he's grooming, if you will.
Yeah. And you guys, you know, Ryan Holmes, my assistant director.
Yes.
So, again, my team does lots of behind the scenes and tracking stuff and everything else. And Ryan may be coming to one of these meetings as well.
Yeah, he's participated in the last 2 years.
Perfect. I think that's a good thing because it gives me a touch tone as well. Mm-hmm. To what's happening, the pulse of what you guys are talking about. And so Ryan may be, again, helping on the more technical side, voting more execution side, if he's the person that ends up being it. So.
Yeah, as long as we know that, we can pull in the right person and. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a team effort.
Right. Yeah,
100%. It is an honorary position, though, to be a part of the board representing the staff perspective, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something I take very seriously. And as I go through the process, taking a recommendation and marry it with my own thoughts, that's important to me. That a person recognizes that this is not a courtesy appointment, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's critical, right. If you folks do.
Good. Yeah, so it is so important, I agree. Especially the public outreach and knowing it's touching you. So, any other input for today? I don't think we're making a formal recommendation today until we get more. We have more board members. I'd like, hopefully, the next one or two meetings, we have a chance to give you additional input.
Keep it going. Keep it going. And based upon this conversation, I'll reflect a bit more about other teammates I know in the city.
Okay.
Maybe make some phone calls and kind of test the water. Okay with you?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then if anything bubbles up as a potential, maybe they can come visit with us in the future. Mm-hmm. Tim's aiming for end of this year. Mm-hmm. Okay. First quarter next year. We'll see where he lands.
Second
quarter. Yeah. Time.
We do have some time to transition. Yeah. And the benefits of having some of Tim's team moved. You guys have reset it. See what you can do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Those are the two agenda items.
That's it.
Yeah, we just have a general comment.
Yeah, general comments.
My apologies for missing the last meeting, but are there any other names coming up that we know of?
To approve?
Yeah.
We approve Roscoe Davidson, and it's up to y'all, the next board, if you want to wait until again May, or we could do it for a Veterans Day ceremony. So we don't have to wait. You had been, but since you've approved him so early or much before, because I'm sure Colin will find more.
Yeah, we'll have more. Approved him, we'll go ahead and put him on there, and then we can talk about him at the next
right.
The appropriate time. No reason not to put him up there if he's deserving.
Yeah, you already have it.
Mm-hmm. So I was out there Memorial Day. Went out that morning. It was rainy. It was really a messy morning, but there was a veteran out there, and he came because he wasn't sure, didn't know, he lives in McKinney, and came by and had a chance to talk to him, and it reminded me that we talked at one point about a business card representing the board that gave who it is and what it is and where it is, because that conversation takes place so often for me with the community.
Almost every time you meet somebody.
Well, that's why I grab an extra coin all the time.
Is to be able to share that, you know, that quick message, what it is and where it's at, and let people know, because it's the building awareness that's so critical. So I plan to restart that effort to bring an idea to the board. But
I moved to Frisco, and they had their ceremony. So I went to it, and it rained.
Yeah.
It rained on all of us.
Yeah, it was pretty busy.
This is Colin.
But it was, there were probably 200 people there. And they had 11 names on the wall.
They're all
the only Frisco, true Frisco people that were killed in action.
So they read those 11 names every time they have to talk about it. But
they had a little quartet singing patriotic songs. They had a little brass band playing patriotic music.
So this is Colin. He can go ahead and just do in the board comments. Right now, but if he has any
questions.
Hi, Colin. Hey, man.
hey, we've, as Swor said, we've read the, we've approved the minutes, we've discussed the other agenda item, and we were really just doing board comments at this moment, so nothing in particular. I would say, you know, many thanks to you for all the effort and the great job you did videoing, editing, writing, and putting together that great video in place of an actual ceremony. I got a lot of, you know, from a personal standpoint, I shared it on my Facebook page and had a lot of great comments from people that I know and care about, and it's really due to all your hard work, so thank you. It was really nice.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it was great. Place of a ceremony, that was probably the next best thing we could do.
Yeah, because it got some exposure, for sure.
Yeah, So that was great. Any comments, Colin, I'll offer to you since you're on, and anything you want to share?
Did you say
I was just offering you a chance to speak if you had any board comments you wanted to offer.
I think it's probably if you move closer.
Yeah, hold on.
We can hear. I can hear.
We've got the speaker on the other end of the table here. I was offering you a chance to offer any comments or input for today's meeting.
Yeah, that's much better. My only comment is I kind of thought we were the liaison to the city, but that just might not make sense.
Oh, relative to the position. I understand. I think the city sees it as an employee will be, you know, liaison from the city to the board, and we have the parks director here just listening as we discuss that they don't, you know, formal recommendation. But we can have
that.
Certainly. Okay. Good. So July's coming up. You know, typically we skip at least one of the two summer meetings. July 12th, you know, I'm not sure I will or won't be on vacation, but that's week after the holiday. Maybe a good opportunity to miss a meeting.
Yeah, I think we'll make that decision right now. We'll just skip July.
So do we have to make that official motion for that?
Discuss it. But you usually give 60 to 90 days out to start planning and getting a speaker and all that.
Right. So I think the August is important. We got the August, September, October to get ready for November.
We got to nail it down.
Okay, so we'll meet in August. And earlier you said you wanted to give the other board members not here a chance. Do you want to email them? If you blind copy everyone so they don't reply all, you can email them directly, or I can, about any input for a liaison, anything that we discussed. Do you have their emails?
I think I do in my email. Okay. I'll contact you if I
can. All right.
Okay. Other comments?
No, I just wanted to say, we were talking earlier, we were talking about the coins. And I don't know if I ever mentioned this, and forgive me if I have. However, I have a friend who was in the Army that I had given one of our coins to. And if you recall, I believe it was last fall, there was a Vietnam vet that was shot down. He was a pilot. And apparently, there's only so many excursions they allow every year to look for remains. Mm-hmm. And you remember the old, like, the guns, you turn and you put the letters and the numbers and you shoot it and it made a sticker, like, for your traffic
key. Yeah, label maker.
Yeah, label maker. And so he had that on his helmet. That's what they found.
Really?
And so they brought that back. That was him. Southwest Airlines allowed his son, who was also a military pilot, I forget which, Armed Force, and allowed him to go to Hawaii to pick up the remains in a jet. Empty. Mm-hmm. Except for him and the co-pilot. And brought him back to Love Field, had the water cannon salute, did everything.
Cool.
Well, my friend was best friends with the son. My friend had given the son that coin.
Ah, cool.
That the son put our coin in his coffin. Mm-hmm. So it's just a little
connection.
Good thing of what we
absolutely. What city was this in that he was buried?
I'd have to double check. It made the news. It was all over. So I'll double check though. I'll text him and see. Cool, but it's near. It's near. I mean, I don't think it's Collin County. I think it's nearby.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, Sam Johnson laid to rest this week.
Yeah, this week. Yeah.
Was he
a friend of ours?
Was he in buried at National Cemetery, Dallas Fort Worth National Cemetery? I didn't see where.
I did not see.
There's no doubt that the procession and others.
I think they came through McKinney.
They did.
Yeah,
I saw that.
I saw that.
But I didn't see where his burial place. What did you see? Where?
No, I didn't. Yeah, he did.
I mean, he deserves Arlington.
Yeah, for what he went through, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I saw a picture where he had been to the veterans.
Oh,
he spoke. I assume he was, this was before my time, but he'd spoken and an active supporter for it.
Yep, absolutely. No, definitely a friend of this board and a friend of the park, for sure.
Great. If we have no other board comments, motion to adjourn.
Let me see if Collin can hear.
Collin.
Sounds like he's dying.
I'm here.
Okay, we're about to adjourn. Do you have anything you all would like to say?
Yes. Where the water fountain is at the memorial, some of the talk on the memorial is there's some gaps in there. And I can send an email, but you might want to send somebody out there to do some maintenance on the wall. There's some caulking missing.
Okay, so caulking on the water for the
on the
wall.
Yeah, where the blocks, you know, join together. There's some gaps when the caulking is wet out.
Okay. All right, I'll get that for
Tim
and Bodie to handle.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay.